Have you ever wanted to know how much a piece of American Indian art you've got sitting around your house is worth? Well, you're in luck. The Heard Museum is hosting its twice-yearly American Indian Art and Artifacts Appraisal Day, better known as Antiques Roadshow, at its North Scottsdale location. Alston Neal and his wife own Territorial Indian Arts in Scottsdale. They've been there since 1969. They'll both be serving as appraisers tomorrow. Alston says it's pretty popular and that it's not uncommon for him to be still looking at artifacts after the event has ended.
A lot of Navajo rugs, a lot of jewelry, pottery, any number of different items. Not everything comes from the Southwest. We'll see a number of things that come from other parts of the country because people have moved here from other parts of the country. So they'll be bringing in beadwork, things from the Northwest Coast and such like that. What we try to discourage, and I'll go ahead and say it now, is arrowhead collections. Those are time-consuming. No one is really qualified, as the appraisers go, to do the arrowhead. So that's the one kind of thing that we shy away from.
Do you ever find anything that's really valuable?
Yes, every once in a while, something really interesting will show up. And one time it was a painting. One time it was a very large piece of pottery by a Hopi artist by the name of Nam Peo. And a couple of years ago, a lady and her husband came in from Montana with four Navajo textiles. Three that they thought was really, really, really important was actually worth nothing. And then the fourth one that they just happened to bring along as an afterthought was the one that would hit the six-figure mark.
Six figures?
Mm-hmm.
They must have been pretty excited about that.
They were fairly blown away.
I'll bet.
They didn't like it. It hung on the back of their couch. It's a classic story of the little mystery that no one knew about.
Have you ever had to deal with maybe not knowing that somebody legitimately owned an artifact that they were bringing to you, that maybe it was taken from somewhere that it shouldn't have been taken from?
Well, that would get into the category of prehistorics. And that's one of the reasons why we don't really, none of us like to do prehistorics. We should have someone there that will deal in like pottery and pieces like that. You know, we can put a value on them. The value is really odd to put on because there's not really as cut and dry market as there is for other Native American art. We've had a couple of times where people were very, very irate at what truth we told them. And the old saying is in any antique business is family history is fairly well flawed. And so that's happened a couple times, but nothing to any major degree. You know, it's usually something really weird that they think is really, really, really important, and it's not.
Do you find that people are interested in just knowing? I mean, are they looking to sell?
A lot of times, people are just really curious. Obviously, there's a generation of collectors that collected heavily in the 60s and 70s and 80s who are now moving on to a different plateau. And so it's a lot of their children or whoever who have now inherited these pieces, and they don't know what they're worth. They may not be sentimentally attached to them, but they want an idea of what it is that they have and what sort of value.
Have you ever ended up with anything that you've been really happy with?
Yeah, every once in a while, someone will come in contact with us or another appraiser. You know, it's a luck of the draw. We don't know who we're going to get and what we're going to see, and sometimes we will find something really good.
Alston Neal owns Territorial Indian Arts in Scottsdale, along with his wife. They'll both be appraisers at tomorrow's American Indian Art and Artifacts Appraisal Day at the Heard Museum, North Scottsdale, from 10 until 2.